We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Yod Tes Ksif Ches. On this topic, if somebody's not quite certain, Imam Mashruach Aloy Amar, if he did or didn't say Mashruach, Im Hu La'achish Loishim Yoyim, if it's already 30 days, Shekva Hispal Tishim Pam Kroy, that he has said Mashruach properly, we could assume that he daven now as he is used to. The Paiskim indicate that if somebody starts Shmon Esrei with the intention to daven properly, and then he doesn't know if he did or he didn't, we could assume that since he intended to daven properly, that is the way he davened. Furthermore, the Maruk Tzia says that if somebody davened Shmon Esrei, he finished the Shmon Esrei, he didn't have any question that he davened properly. And then a while later, he starts to have doubts if he davened properly. That's just a case of nerves. And he says, and there's no reason not to, there's no reason to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Here, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch said that 30 days passed, or he davened 90 times. So the Paiskim say either one is enough that we should assume that he's saying the Shmon Esrei the way he's supposed to. So either if 90 tefillahs have passed or 30 days have passed, we assume that he said the tefillahs he's supposed to. Ava b'toich shloishim yoyim, if it's still within 30 days, tzorich lachzor l'spal, he has to daven over again. If he came b'talamotar, the same halacha applies to the same Talmud. Mistapik loy lach shespal tishim tefilas kroy. He has a question after he davened 90 times properly. Did he say it or not? Makmenan acheskosei. We could assume shigam at espal kroy that now too he davened the way he was supposed to. However, if it's before that time, kaidem lekain tzarch lach l'espal. And one of the Shulchan Aruch gives a recommendation how to avoid this problem. And that is that somebody should say 90 times Mashruach Amayir Hageshem. He should say the same Talamata 90 times. Like that, he won't have to wait for 30 days or for 90 tefillahs. When one wants to do this, it's not adequate just to say Mashruach Amayir Hageshem. He should start earlier from what's said earlier in the Shmon Esrei and say some words after that. There are some that are not quite certain that this should work, that if this is a good piece of advice, a good recommendation, and therefore they say don't do it, because if you do it, you're only going to have more questions. Sif test. If somebody made a mistake on the first night of Pesach, and he davens the weekday Shmon Esrei, and after he began Baruch Aleinu, that the halacha is on Shabbos and Yontif, if you say the weekday Shmon Esrei, the bracha that you're in the middle of, you should finish. Shadinhu shetzarech l'sayim kailos bracha. You have to finish the bracha you're in the middle of. Ein ayim talamater. You shouldn't say talamater because it's already a time. Kiva shigam atzibra ein amayimrim. It's a time that the tzibra doesn't ask for rain anymore. V'mchala shela, hu yom aschala shel talamater v'yom Shabbos. On the other hand, if the day, as we discussed in our previous year, December 5th or 6th, fell on Shabbos, which were it not Shabbos, that day you would begin Talamotar. And again, the same mistake. V'tavas Baal Shechol, it's Friday night, and the person davened the weekday Shmon Esrei, it's Shabbos by day as well. V'hizcha Baruch Aleinu, he began the Bracha Aleinu. Gam kein eino oimer Talamotar. He should not say Talamotar, even though it's the date with Talmoter is normally begun. Kivin Shetziba Adayin Lo Yischilol, since the Tzibur has not yet begun with saying Talmoter, Vayochid Nigra Tomenach Tzibur, and the Yochid, the individual always follows the Tzibur. Sif Yud, Shach Yal V'yob Rosh Chodesh B'Shachas V'Mincha, if on Rosh Chodesh someone forgot to say Yal V'yovoy by Shachas V'Mincha, U'B'chol Moed, and on Chol Moed, this halacha applies bein b'shachas, bein b'mincha, bein b'mariv. Em niska kodesh am yil ratzon. If he remembers before he said yil ratzon, Hoizel Maschel Ritzei. You should go back to Ritzei, say Ritzei, and then Yalav Yavai. Philam Niska Kodem Shischa Moidim. Even if he remembers before he began the word Moidim. However, Kimin Shasayim Brichas Amach Shechnosel Tzion, he already said the Bracha Amach Shechnosel Tzion, Tzorach Lahaskel Ritzei, he goes to go back to Ritzei, Kimosh Shuksatu Masha Ruach. Achum Niska Kodem Brichas Amach Shechnosel Tzion, if he remembers before he said that actual bracha, I'm Risham, he should say Yal V'yavay Messiah V'sach Zerei Neinu, and then say the whole Nusach V'sach Zerei Neinu. V'mlai Nisker Ad Lache Yil Rotzen, but if he only remembers after the second Yil Rotzen that was recited, then the Alach is Chayzal Rosh Tefillah has to go back to Shemon Esrei. Ubra Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Imshach Yal V'yavay B'mariv, if he got to say Yal V'yavay B'mariv, Bench Rosh Chodesh Nayomim, whether it's Rosh Chodesh of 2 days, Bench Shein El Yomechor, or it's Rosh Chodesh of 1 day, Kimen Sha'am Baruch Ata Hashem, V'hiska Hashem, once he said, began the bracha of Amach Shechnosel Tzion, he said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shuv Ein Chayzer, you don't repeat the Shemon Esrei, El Messiahim, Amach Shechnosel Tzion, V'goyim Et Filosoi. But Tambazeh, the reason we are so lenient with the Yal of Yov by Meirva and Rosh Chodesh, they would never declare Rosh Chodesh at night. The Paiskim say, any time where there's a question if somebody said Yal V'yava or not, the Halacha dictates that we assume that he didn't say Yal V'yava, and if it's a situation where Shemon Esrei has to be repeated for missing that Yal V'yava, the Shemon Esrei will have to be repeated.